to the Smoking Rope Podcast, the show that brings together Michigan's top cannabis growers, advocates, and business owners to offer a fresh and honest perspective of Michigan's cannabis industry. Stick with us to get the lowdown from the people who have been on the ground floor of cannabis business in Michigan and gain insights into where the industry may be heading.
Today is episode 17. I'm your host, as always, Ryan Basor. We're coming here Facebook Live on Election Day, and I'm super excited to have Red Wings legend and cannabis coming cannabis legend Darren McCarty on the show. Darren, thanks for being on.
Great to be on, Ryan. Big fan of what you and your guys are doing, and it's always great. I always say, don't tell me what, tell me who. So to be on the Smoking Rope Podcast, it's definitely an honor.
Well, thanks. Thank you, Darren. And my co-host today, we went from 3-1, but I'm lucky and glad to have Kevin Pybus from Chew Cannabis over in Lansing. He's the hockey expert and golf expert on the show, so he's got a lot of great questions. Kevin, how's it going?
It's going good, Ryan, but I think you overestimated my knowledge on hockey and golf. I do participate in both, but that's a little humbling to call me an expert for sure. But glad to be on the show. Glad to have Darren here. Super big Red Wings fan. So, yeah, stoked to do the show today.
Well, here's the thing, boys. It doesn't matter. Those are two of my great loves. Well, three of my great loves, cannabis, golf, and hockey. And then the bottom line with anybody can play. You can suck at golf. Just suck quickly. That's it. Just suck fast. That's it. We can play all day long.
Well, I wanted to give Darren a quick introduction and then let Darren talk and tell us what he's got going on and get into a lot of questions. But, Darren has his own line of pre-rolls, Pucker Up, with Pincana. And the guys, a couple of the main guys from Pincana have been in Michigan marijuana for many, many years and helped out a lot of people. So I'm glad he's with a company like that. Darren's been very outspoken about his cannabis use and how it helped him, even saved his life with the battle with alcoholism and just quality of life. And first time I met Darren was actually 2018, Hash Bash. I was with my buddy Jamie Lowell, and I was getting ready to go on and introduce Dana Nessel, and Darren came up, and we started talking, and Darren was, I was kind of shocked. He knew what was going on as far as this Michigan Democratic Forum. We were battling to our wit's end and against Pat Miles Jr. and had, just kind of a student of what was going on. It was very encouraging. And, and then along with that, Darren has been up, done a lot of great work in Tawas, so the Tawas Botanical Company, which, I work with, and done good things for that community. The cannabis community in Michigan considers Darren to be one of our own, and that's tough to do. Darren went public before it became cool to go public. Darren went, talked about it, and it's a real life. He believes it. It's about the plant. And what I'm excited about with Darren's brand, and I'm so much behind it, is it's a real authentic celebrity brand, which we see so many of these brands that are fake. Somebody just wants to make money. Cannabis consumers aren't down with that. And Michigan's one of the hardest states for people to accept you in cannabis. Darren is become one of our our favorites. So Darren, thank you. If you could tell us a little bit about what made you finally decide to go public with cannabis use, and we'll just get into it from there.
Yeah, man, you touched on so many great things, and to be considered in that ilk and for you to say that is a great honor and accomplishment. Because it is the real, and the real, how to start is the greatest gift that I gave myself without even knowing was transparency. Living my life, playing as hard on the ice, off the ice. Everybody's seen my battles. I've been through four rehabs. Alcohol is my demon. If I drink, I die. Pretty much it. And it's. When you have something, my story, it's just, I tell it to relate to people and my journey into cannabis, because I think people, it's my responsibility. I was told early on, 5 years ago, November 11th will be my 5 year. There's my sobriety. 5 years of real sobriety, which I mean taking this plant, because the bottom line, and I'm going to try not to ramble all over the place, but the difference is I've been to four rehabs. The league spent $1 million on me. So I did learn a lot of stuff. You know, like I did learn. I am a sponge, like Ryan said. The bottom line is the Red Wing has seeped into my soul, and I've taken the plant. I replaced where that Red Wing used to sit on my jersey, and I will stick up to it for the plant, just like I would any Red Wing teammate. So bottom line is I'll Lemieux anybody that it comes to it March 26, '97. But the direction is because when you're done, and hockey always kept me in line, right? I pushed that line with the alcohol, pushed the levels, pushed everything, but the game always kept me there because it was something that I always wanted. Then you'd retire after winning four cups and stuff, and you're supposed to ride after coming back and a, you know, a storied comeback to win the fourth cup in 08. You know, playing in the IHL, AHL, and then being able to win with the boys again. You're supposed to ride off into the sunset, but you know what? When you struggle, and the pure honesty is when you look in the mirror and there's something missing, and it's this plant. So I went 5 to 6 years trying to kill myself with booze and just not caring until the cannabis community, my caregiver, Brian Haas, over the moons, Damian DeStefano, to stay really, wouldn't let me die. So I RSO'd. What they did is because I wasn't going to go detox, or I wasn't going to go into rehab again or whatever. So I detoxed for 8 straight days in my house, because my wife's a nurse, with RSO, Rick Simpson oil. And it was 10 grams a day to start with. And I would just, I was purging out every orifice, the alcohol. So it got to a point where my organs were gonna be destroyed. I will be at the Real Darren McCarty, or Darren McCarty on my Facebook, on November 11th. I will put the 5 year pictures, because anybody who's been in recovery and anybody who's dealt with this plant, I used to be 70 pounds heavier, and my organs were gonna explode. But through this plant, at the end of my drinking, and people might be able to relate to this, I didn't get sick when I drank. I got sick when I didn't drink, because alcohol will kill you. So through the fact that after these 8 days, when I started weaning me off and I started coming to, I lost a week of my life, but I also lost that physical addiction of alcohol, where I was mentally and spiritually ready. And then that's where the plant was there. And the education was when I understood, the only thing you had to tell me was, yo, bro, you got an endocannabinoid system, and this plant is like the food processor. You're just responsible for what you get in the body and take it everywhere else. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? If that's what that's to me, that's the bottom line. So you're telling me, and like, So that is where the education started, right? That's where I delved in, and I would listen to guys like yourself, Jamie Lowell, Rick Thompson, Adam Brooks, just guys that have been there. Did John Sinclair, sit down with him and hear the real about what's going on? Because if you care enough or are passionate about anything, and then you dive into it. So I did. And in doing that, I realized that I wanted to create stuff for myself, for the alcoholic insomniac. That's my goal, is for the alcoholic insomniac. And then I realized, Rye, guys, I realized that the way to everybody, through everybody, is through CBD, right? So you mentioned the pre-rolls that I have. Now, the whole accordance with Pincana, and why I came in the Pincana, the P, why the Darren McCarty brand is licensed through Pincana, is because of the what? And you mentioned it, the Radical Genetics guys, Brian, Dave, Matt, yep, all those guys that have been in that you know are the great guys. So it was about the guys that I love their product, that I've been able to smoke for a few years, and just got to know them. And through Tim Krakowski, who's my cannabis brand ambassador, takes care of all that, and his relationships, it was the perfect fit with everything that has gone on with what they meant. So in doing that, creating the brand, as you can see here, the pre-rolls getting out. You mentioned Pucker Up. So what I started with is Pucker Up is a 3-to-1, which meaning it's 15% THC to 5% CBD. And why was that the most important? Is because I wanted something, and we will get to it. I haven't come to fruition yet because we haven't been to many events. But when we're all sitting around, no matter what experience level you're at, you can pass the Darren McCarty Pucker Up around, or granny panties, or whatever else, the pre-roll, because everybody can enjoy it and it's not going to blow anybody out. And then it gets that conversation, because even the most experienced will enjoy that CBD, because you get that. So I have Pucker Up, I have Cannaglue, which is the least, I have Exodus Kush, which is more of the gas, and coming Thanksgiving, I'm coming out with my CBD roll-on, so which is a game changer. Nice. Because and that's taken us 2 years to create. So I will continue to have products, but like you said, which is most important, these are things that I believe in with people that I believe in, and you have to understand, right? Why I'm here, what I'm here is to say, do you know you have the option? And when you tell me yes, then my responsibility is to move on. When you say no, it's my obligation to tell you that you do have a choice, because I didn't know that I had the choice. And so that's, you know, coming up on 5 years, coming up on, you know, wow, it's going to be, you know, just a year. And I know that Pincana, we were up there for the ribbon cutting there in the middle of October. Just we're up, you know, running full tilt now with everything, the hoop houses, the greenhouses, the concentrate. You know, I didn't mention Carrie from Superior, which is such phenomenal, solventless, some of the best around. Like, and like I said, so it's the what, it's not the what, it's the who. Because the object is, if you're listening out there and you're kind of curious or whatever else, well, then we want you to be as comfortable as possible. And, you know, like, for example, you can go to like the Green Genie or the Reef. Those are medical spots that have my pre-rolls right now. Or you can go to recreational like Breeze. And my goal is to have them everywhere, all throughout Michigan. Because this brand, if you need it, is for everybody. And that was the understanding and the love that I have. And I don't know if you can see it. I'm going to move the camera here for a minute, because this is like the coolest thing ever, if you know me. So this is, check that out.
So they get, oh, nice.
Yeah. So they get, so to me, like little,
that's 424,
little,
yeah,
stuff like that, right? So, and it's the people, and it's just to continue to grow. You know, people want to get acclimated. We started the Michigan Cannabis Community on Facebook, which we're trying to grow. It's along the lines, you mentioned golf earlier, the Metro Detroit Golfers, run by the same guys who are running all my stuff now. So for me, it's all facilitating the knowledge. And you know, to get a hold of me, DarrenMcCarty.com or Real Darren McCarty. So Pincana, Darren McCarty brand, wherever it can be. So, and also too is I have a show on WJR 7 o'clock on Friday night, which is crazy. So things ain't bad in Michigan, and D-Max, mine, cannabis is legal, gambling is legal, and I got WJR show, right? So good thing in the last couple of years, that's what I've been up to.
So Darren, Kevin mentioned it, and you mentioned it, the Metro Detroit Golfers Facebook page. I finally decided to play golf for the first time in my life. I bought clubs, took lessons this spring, and I got really, really into it. And I got and Kevin's an avid golfer and got me going on that. Been watching it, and yeah, tell us about that, how you started that. And it's like, it's becoming its own thing with like 30,000 or 40,000 followers. And I know, like, the response and the amount of sway that just that little Facebook group has is pretty amazing right now.
Well, it's great. And shout out to kids or whatever like that, but Mike Sullivan and Kyle Bogey that were Mike Sullivan was a producer for 97.1 Mike Valenti's number one afternoon show. And so they started it. I think I was the third member or fifth member because we play golf together. And I as far as the media goes, what I realize is that I just love people and I love these kids, their attitudes, and just they're workers, right? So, selfishly, right? I wanted them, you know, to be able to do more things because it's the right attitude. Now we're talking about Metro Detroit golfers and which is Facebook, and the whole thing is it's looking for to start things where, and I said I'm the sergeant at arms on that site. And I will come to your golf course and kick your ass in the parking lot, trunk slam style, because there's no reason to be negative on there. It's for people that want that yeah. have questions and don't feel. So it's the same thing as they started the cannabis forum too, to be able to, like I said to you guys off camera, I said, they've given us the ability to own pets now. Now we have to train them as far as the cannabis. Well, golf's the same thing. You're going to train all your life, but I love the fact. And I realized it because, Rye, you just started, right? So you have that passion and that vigor. Now, there's different levels. What I've come is to accept the golfer that I am, and I enjoy. So if I'm having a bad day, I enjoy being outside. I enjoy the company. I enjoy so much more. And I think during COVID, it's really appreciated. And if I feel yeah. that way and Sully and these guys feel that way, then other people feel that way. And when you throw it out there, if you build it, they will come. So it sort of runs itself, you know, and they do a great time monitoring. Now the blessing with it, the win-win for me is that they're also running my social media. So yeah. that's why you see a bigger presence by me, because now it's all about the team. And I tell everybody is you figure out what you do really well and surround yourself with what other people do well. What do I do well? Turn the camera on. Give me a microphone. Let me talk. I mean, I have no problem with the English language. You know, it's you know, I'll make up my own words sometimes, but you know, and I love people. I love good people. I love conversation. I love people that I love grinders. You know, I love people like the grind line is we live it. You know, I mean, it's a lifestyle. Life's a grind, man. And I'm just so grateful that to finally have this plant to be able to live life on life's terms by enabling myself to use what was planted here for my body. Because again, endocannabinoid system. Enough said. That's a mic drop. It's like if I did a weed seminar, I'm walking out there going endocannabinoid system. Boom.
Hey, Darren, it's great to have you on the show, buddy. You know, I think your story is just, it's an amazing story. And I think that's why it's so important what you're doing, getting out there and talking about the marijuana plant. People can relate to you. You know, you've had your problems. You've picked yourself back up. You know, working, you know, being for the Red Wings, being on the grind line, doing all the dirty work, you know, protecting the other guys, going out there and hustling every day. People can relate to that stuff. We're Michiganders. We're hardworking blue collar people. And that's what makes you perfect for the job. I'm so happy to have you being an advocate for cannabis, and you're doing a great job. You know, I had a few questions for you. You know, one with the pre-rolls. We were talking about the pucker up pre-rolls. Are you growing yourself? Have you tried your green thumb and are you excited to try to do that kind of stuff? Is that something you see in the future?
Well, see, and here's I do grow outdoor every year. I'll grow like six plants outdoor. Nice. I've done that for the past, I did it actually in 2017. I grew four of them, and I have pictures somewhere that they were over the roof of the garage. They were like 12 footers. They were Ghost Train Haze, so they were more of a sativa cut. And I didn't really understand at the time. It was just fun to get into. and develop that relationship. So this year I and to anybody out there with the education, right? This is what I've learned, and this is where I'm fortunate, where I have the friends, so I get the best genetics, right? Because you can own, it's all about your genetics. It's all about you, where do you get, who do you get your seeds from, your clones, where does that come from? Because it doesn't matter how great of a grower you are, you can only grow it to the seed to its potential. So the fact that I have, you know, Over the Moon from Damien, which is his strain, Over the Moon Kush, Orangutan from Heavyweight Heads, Stank Breath from Rip Genetics, and then a Cherry Pie, and a Larry OG is what I did this year. So I got here's the jar of the cherry. Trying to save till Christmas, but that's good luck with that. Oh, and we did some Death Star. Death Star is one of my favorite strains. Nice. Oh. Yeah. Pre-98 Baba Kush.
Is that the old cut?
Yeah, that's actually a dank Death Star cut. So it's not the original, but it's a blueberry cross on it, so it's got a little bit more flavor to it. It's got more gas on it. It's actually that, to be honest with you, that it doesn't hurt me, but it seeds out. But when it does, it gets more into the CBN, which is a whole different conversation, because that's where the sleep comes in. So I didn't do this one outside. I just I don't take credit for that, because that one was sort of done by my caregiver because of what I needed. So it was fun. And then, but my favorite thing is when I go to pick Hannah, and there's a picture of me standing there in the middle of all the plants and stuff. I swear I go there and meditate for 20 minutes and just sit there in the middle of the room and just, so it's the greatest fear. It's unbelievable. So in saying that, I think that I really enjoy more. I'm getting more into, I like more of the land races and get into some more of the, like Uncle Stoner, being over in Jamaica and stuff is, you know, some of the original land races. And, you know, one of the things is that, you know, to mention to your point, my goal, right, is you always have to set goals. So my goal is that every region or every state and every country has a weed ambassador, right? So, and then we have conferences throughout the world that, you know, because gets to a point where now we just brainstorm, and then all the BS is aside, and we can really help each other with different things and stuff. So the long way around to answer your question is I just enjoy doing my third outdoor crop, and I probably got out of six plants maybe a pound, so I don't know, hog nuts or anything like that, but it's there's something,
but it's yours.
Something to smoke though. That's exactly it, you know. You know when you watered it. You know when you topped it. You know when you pruned it. You know which ones you swore at and which ones you nurtured. So,
yeah. So, Darren, let me ask you. You know, have you ever gotten any pushback from the Wings for your advocacy? Or are they on your back?
No, absolutely, 100%. No, and the brilliance is because what I try to do, and if you see it. I try to separate as much as possible. But the whole thing is with the CBD and the education, there's got to be, as it's coming, and I know in the NHL, and you look at like baseball, you know, it's taking marijuana off their drug test, basketball, the CBD is coming into hockey football, and stuff. Man, so my thing is they understand is, who's the smartest kid in the room to ask, you know, about, you know, these questions and stuff as we get there. So I think that the love and the respect both ways is that, you know, I've tried not to flaunt it, but they realize that this isn't stoner. This is, like I tell everybody, listen, I'm never high. I'm always
endocannoid sip. Endocannoid system.
I'm always fully medicated. No, I'm never high. I'm always fully medicated. Remember that.
Yeah. So, Darren, we're seeing a whole new NHL since you were your back playing in your day. We're seeing a faster game, a lot of speed. Do you think that the Wings can win a championship without an enforcer like yourself on the team?
Well, the game's changed, right? So
right.
And in my game, it was size. Now it's speed. So I think that the what you have, the greatest asset you have going for you, not only I just saw that they re-signed Mantha today for a four-year contract, which is great because he's your Shanahan. But you got Steve Yzerman and Chris Draper calling the shots. So the culture's there.
How can you go wrong?
The culture's there. You just watch Tampa Bay, how long it takes, Stevie, 8, 9. That's his team that he created. So it's the new NHL. I don't know what I tell everybody, it's not when, it's when. I don't know when, it's when. It's like the plant. You just got to live resilient and patient like the plant, but know that you're headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'd say 6, 7 years.
Hey, Darren, what I wanted to ask you, and if you're still doing it, I saw the I've seen one of the shows on live stream, but you got in, you're a comedian as well. What's happening with your comedy right now?
Absolutely. Darren McCarty Slapstick Comedy Tour. So because of the COVID and you know, like, I'm such a people person that to do, like, I've done a couple online, but it's just not the same. Because I got to see your face and go through some of the stories. And it's been an absolute trip. I also got the band Grindr, which is ready to fire back up. So we got a lot of things, you know. Like, I just in case sometime soon there's an event and they need some entertainment, you can never leave the resume too low. So I enjoy doing it. I've been doing the comedy. I actually did Funny Bones Comedy Club in Toledo, which was my first out of state there, to a sold out house. It was awesome. I'm just a big fan. I just enjoy being up there. Like I said, give me the microphone. You give me one person that's going to pay attention, you're screwed. So, you know, It's been a blast. Just another great way to travel around the state, connect with people. And connect with people not only to have a conversation about, you know, hockey, or because the greatest thing now, and you guys realize this, right? I realized this earlier this year in playing golf. I was playing golf with a sales exec from WWJ Radio, and he was like 35, and we were talking, and I realized, I went, holy cow, he was like wheelhouse age, and I call that between 7 and like 14. When you're a kid. So we were winning cups when this kid was there, and now he's an adult. So even though I can't promise when he was 10 years old I wouldn't have spoke to him the same way, pretty sure that the conversation as a 35-year-old reverting back to a 10-year-old was much better on the golf course. So I enjoy all that, because no matter how old you are, the bottom line, we went through it together, guys. Just because I was on the ice and you were in the bar or in the garage or on the couch, you know, nursing the baby or whatever, in one of those Anaheim games going to 2:30, you know, I mean, I'll talk to Stevie and Sergey and Shanny on that one, because the grand line's supposed to keep them out of the net, not put them in. But anyways, you get my point, right? We all went through it together. That's who we are. And that's to your point, guys, to your point about why I hope that when it comes to the cannabis, when it comes to what I say, I call it enjoy my truth. I just call it like I see it. You know, I think everybody knows that if you don't want my answer, don't ask me.
Yeah, that's good stuff, Darren. You know, I think that what you've been doing, like I said, is incredible. I met you down at the Cannabis Cup a couple of years ago. You may not remember, but we chatted for a good 15 minutes with my buddy Jeremy, and I got to tell you, you're one of the most approachable guys. You're always down to talk to people. You're always down to talk about your experience with weed, and I think that's a great thing. And I really hope you continue it and keep that ball rolling, man. I wish you the best of luck with your pre-roll company. And all the things you got going with that. I can't wait to sit down at some point and smoke one with you, and maybe even tease them up, you know, and hit some balls in the weeds.
Absolutely play whack frick. And I appreciate that, but here's to your point, and this is for everybody out there, right? Where it's about the conversations, and I'm sure that whether I remember, I don't, I picked up knowledge, you know, I picked up knowledge. We had a conversation, and I encourage everybody is be curious. I'm all about, what do you mean by that? all day long. I'm the same thing. As I will ask people that know much more than I do. I have a certain couple of people that I ask. Jamie Lowell's one of them. What do you mean by that? What does this mean? What do you mean by that? Right? The one thing that I'm not here for anymore is don't argue. I'm not here to argue. Just Google me, find out what's going to happen. And the fact is that you're not going to have to worry about me. Don't worry about me. Worry about who I'm surrounding myself with. So not only do I have the roll-on, the pre-rolls, the CBD edibles, the crush your ass in the couch, peanut butter chocolate bars coming out soon. So there'll be a lot of stuff, and I can't wait to sit around and smoke one of those and chat again with you folks. And on the golf course.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, Darren. We're running out of time, and this was amazing. Listen to you talk about your how you detox with RSO. Nice. With RSO reminds me of a lot of experiences that I started learning in 2010 when I opened up a dispensary in Lansing, and I saw these people get healed from, you know, get off opiates and beat alcohol, and just I realized, holy shit, this is a medicine that really works. I always loved it, and it helped me, but that was a game changer. I have probably 30 people now that I know, and most of them over 60, that are on RSO instead of ibuprofen and all the other pills. So that was really sharp. On another note, we got some fun things happening next, the lounge up in Kalkuska. It's a part of the botanical I'm a part of. That's going to be fun to have you up there for the opening, and then the Lansing opening coming soon too. Mm-hmm. We're all excited for that. And then another thing we haven't really talked about much, but it's going to be fun, and I know you're going to be on a part of it, is through Kevin and I's work and others with the Redemption Foundation. We're probably going to team up with the Last Prisoner Project and throw a big cannabis-friendly golf outing next summer. And we're working to have people like you, but with LPP, you know, there's Jim Belushi, and our also goal is to get Bill Murray there, and a lot of great people have a great time on the golf course with a medication tent and raise a lot of money to help people get out of jail and or get their lives back together. So hopefully I'd love to talk to you further about that too.
100%. You know, Jamie and I have already with what you guys have done, and I think it says people understand more and realize because I didn't understand not only the gravity or the extent of the medicinal curing of like the Rick Simpson oil, which is the plant concentrate in its form. So it pretty much shuts your system down to sleep, but also too is what this plant has done to, you know, the abomination of families and lives and stuff, that if that's one thing that is so important is to try to, you're not going to be able to, it's the same thing as when we started the McCarty Cancer Foundation for my dad. We weren't going to be able to save him, but you know, 20 some years later, he was diagnosed in 96. They gave him a year. He lived 3 years. Now, if you get the same disease diagnosed, you can live out your life because of medication. So it's the same thing as bringing people back undeservedly abused, you know, by the law. So anything that I can do will help. It's funny because you're spot up in Kalkaska. I was peering in the window because my boy Chris lives literally a block away from there. So we'll be up there a lot when that thing opens.
Oh, yeah, we can't wait. We actually are planning on doing the show live from the lounge most of the time once it does. So, you'll have to be the special regular. Yeah.
I like it. And you know what? Yep. Here's the thing, too, when we're talking about the consumption lounges, they're very important. And I'll say one of the big things in my recovery and early on for my education was the G3C in Genesee County, which I'm still a member of and stuff, because Ramona and Jeremy and everybody up there, to be able to sit around and converse and get knowledge, that's where it's at. It's about finding your medication, what you need, and the whole key is finding your minimum. If you have your minimum, then trust me, life is grander. But you'll have to come up to Kalkaska or some of these little smoke lounges that open up that I'll be at, and I'll be happy to have this conversation with you right there.
Heck yeah. Well, That's it for today. It was an honor, Darren.
Appreciate you.
Hope to have you back again, for Kevin as well. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks,
guys.
The Smoke and Rope Podcast is produced and hosted by me, Ryan Basor, the owner of Redemption Cannabis. Have ideas for episode topics or would like to be a guest on the show? Contact us at ryanb@redemptioncanna.com. Thanks for being along for the journey.